I'm standing in an area of Prague which is quite near to Prague's main station, Hlavní nádraží. This is an area which has been described as one of the worst areas of Prague in terms of poverty and destitution. But looking around, it looks quite normal to me. There's a hotel here, there's shops, there's all sorts of normal things that you'd expect. So the impression that one gets is that poverty isn't really an issue in Prague, if this is as bad as it gets. But that doesn't really paint the full picture. To the north and to the east, where you have ghettoization, and it's becoming an increasing problem. So the question I'm asking is just how bad a problem is poverty, ghettoization, segregation, and social exclusion. The government has set up a new task force to deal with the issue, and that's what I'll be exploring.
Back in the studio, I spoke with Kumar Vishwanathan, a social worker formerly from India. He was blunt about the seriousness of poverty and social exclusion in the Czech Republic, particularly among the Roma.
I can definitely say that the ghettos are not disappearing. More and more Roma are becoming ghettoized. They're losing their homes. There's massive eviction of people from council apartments. I should like to see that our government leaders and local authorities are more clear about saying that ghettos are wrong. In fact, what you see here is the fact that many popular politicians are trying to create ghettos in order to win votes by trying to move away the Roma population from being a visible minority in the towns. They move them to the outskirts of the towns or send them to faraway places.
The Czech Republic is now open to immigration, but the Roma model does not bode well for future integration. Sociologist Jan Gabal underscored the wider picture of a post-communist country, unused to different cultures and for years forced to oppose any kind of class system, at least in theory, facing new challenges in a capitalist world.
This point of view, obviously shift toward labor market, open and free, and that obviously open it room for long-term unemployment among people with lack of vocational training of any qualification, especially when the country undergo restructuring of economy from heavy industry toward more sophisticated, qualification-intensive economy. And this is what pushed certain social categories, and in particular ethnic Roma, into long-term unemployment and exclusion.
In January, the government set up the Agency for the Elimination of Social Exclusion. Its goal? To prepare a series of recommendations for the government on how to deal with the problem. I spoke with the head of this agency, Marek Podlaha.
Spoustu lidí, spoustu organizací, spoustu ministerstev se snaží nějakým způsobem sociální vyloučení vyeliminovat.
Many people, many organizations and many ministries want to get rid of or at least to slow down social exclusion in some way or another. But so far this has not been successful. So in January the government created our agency, which is tasked with finding a systematic solution as to how to slow down, reverse and eventually eliminate social exclusion altogether. We're trying to bring to the table everyone who can or wants to do something about this problem.
Sociologist Jan Gabal explains further.
This new agency is set up to be sort of integrating body for policies implementing on a various levels of public, say, administration, starting with the central government ministries through the regional governments and going down to municipal bodies. Second is that they may or should bring certain experiences and knowledge of the problem and awareness about potential tools of reintegration of these people, intervention into schooling system, etc., etc. So this should be an agency trying to bring or introduce complex change into situation of socially excluded. inhabited communities, inhabited mainly by Roma people.
These are clearly laudable goals, but details remain sketchy, and it is crucial to note that the money for any projects will not be paid for by the Czech government, but by EU grants. Cynics might suspect that this is yet more less than transparent, potentially corrupt money-grabbing. So I asked Marek Podlaha if the government was really taking the problem of social exclusion seriously.
I do think that the government is paying attention to this problem, because what it decided to do back in January is proof that it knows that there is a problem, and that so far attempts to remedy it have failed. But I think that if we manage to persuade the public that our goal isn't to spend money but to actually save money, because social exclusion costs the state a lot of money, and it's not just the Roma that have these problems. So the public, just like the government, wants to find a solution.
Social worker Kumar Vishwanathan has some stern words for those in prosperous Prague who underestimate the current situation.
People, when they come, move away from Prague and they come to Ostrava and places like this, you see very, very marked changes between living standards and neighborhoods. Like Ostrava has got very run-down regions where the police themselves are not very comfortable to walk about in the night. So I wouldn't idealize the situation here in any way. I think situations can go very bad here, much worse than abroad, because what you see here is that thanks to the ghettoization, right from childhood, the Roma and the majority don't come into contact. The schools are segregated. The children have no mutual experiences. Prejudices keep replicating. Negative experiences are magnified. And what you see is a widening rift, an inability between sections of the people to live together. And I think we are actually, in this country, thanks to the short-sighted policies, we are actually packing a powder keg.
But Mr. Vishwanathan also welcomed the aims of the embryonic agency, although he did express some crucial concerns.
I welcome, on the other hand, the attempts by the government to be responsible, at least from the top. I welcome the creation of the agency to fight social exclusion. I welcome the fact that today around 70 municipalities seem to express interest in solving the problem. What I'm afraid is there are no clear criteria of what kind of projects should be funded. What I'm afraid is that part of the money from European Union might end up trying to deepen the segregation. For example, European money might go into deepening the segregated schooling system. I'm extremely concerned about some things that are happening today. The Department of Special Education, which is dealing with the educational needs of the Roma children, is separate from the Department of Normal Education, which I think is wrong. And EU money might go into perpetuating the differences, and we all ought to be careful about this.
I'm now standing in a park just outside Prague's main train station, Hlavní nádraží, your main station. Now, this is a place that is actually quite notorious for crime, dereliction. Drug users often hang around here. It's not a place that's considered safe, especially at night. But even here, it's full of people going to and from, going to work. People that don't look as if they're filled with despair. Obviously, it's easy to oversimplify these things, but the general impression that you get is that the Czech Republic as a post-communist country simply isn't used to the kind of divisions in society that you find in Western countries. Now, how a country like this deals with that in the future, with various ideological solutions being proposed, pragmatism often hard to come by, one wonders what the future will be here.
And that edition of Talking Point with Dominic Yoon brings us to the end of today's program here on radio.